First Epistle of Corinthians in chapter 1, verse 26, please. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That, in order that, according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, in order that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. That reading was just to lay a little basis for what I'm going to say in the few minutes that are left. The value of small things. God hath not chosen us because we were mighty, because we were noble, because we were rich. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the wise. And we read in the last verse of chapter 1 that this was in order that he that glorieth with glory in the Lord. So we have in the Bible the value of small things. Our brother, in reading from the book of Zechariah yesterday, brought before us some of the visions of Zechariah. And one of the verses we read was in chapter 4, verse 10, "For who hath despised the day of small things?" In the eyes of men, the temple project was a small thing. But they would see the day when Zerubbabel would finish the building, the rebuilding of the temple. God's watchful care was over the rebuilding and the eyes of the Lord over the whole earth. So we may be in a small assembly, and it is our responsibility to seek to build up the assembly. And we can take the words in Zechariah, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord." The foundation of the assembly is laid in the gospel, and there are those responsible for building into the assembly. And the assembly can be built up by the power of God, and by what we've already heard of, when God raises up those who are shepherds and teachers. And thank God there are some, and we pray that there would be more in the local assembly to build up the saints in the things of God. So God delights in using small things. For instance, he used Moses' rod. He said to Moses, what is that in thine hand? A rod. They told him to smite it on the ground. And Moses took that rod, symbolic of the power of God, and he was able to use it for God's glory. So we might ask, what is in thine hand? God can use what you have, whatever ability you have, God can use that for his glory. We can go through the book of Judges, the jawbone of an ass, for instance, where the Spirit of God came mightily upon Samson, and he slew 1,000 men of the Philistines. So this is necessary for Nazariteship. And Samson, we know he had his hair shorn, he lost his Nazariteship, but while he maintained that, he was able to manifest the power of God in his life. And then we read of the scarlet thread in the book of Joshua, a very small thing, and yet it was used in saving Rahab and her household. And then we think of Paul let down in a basket. The Lord speaks of a cup of cold water in the book of Matthew, chapter 10 and verse 42. And whosoever shall give to drink one of these little ones a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Don't we know that little word, deeds of kindness as I thought them? He will tell us where but sin, little acts we had forgotten. He will tell us where for him, even a cup of cold water. And you remember in Matthew 25 when the Lord brought a rebuke against the sheep on his left hand. I was in prison, you didn't visit me. I was sick, you didn't visit me. I was hungry, you didn't give me to eat. I was thirsty, and you didn't give me to drink. Little things that God can use that can be a blessing in the lives of other believers and of the unsaved. I remember my own experience in the city of Glasgow when I was 21 years of age, brought up in the Sunday school, went to gospel meetings till I was 14. 14 to 21, I never went anywhere. Going down Sucky Hall Street outside the YMCA one night, going to the movies, a young man was standing at the corner of the YMCA and Sucky Hall Street, Glasgow. He gave me a tract and an invitation to special meetings in the YMCA conducted by a Baptist preacher, Mr. Bird. As a result of that, I find myself on Sunday evening listening to the gospel in the YMCA in Glasgow. That was only one link in the chain. It reminds me of a little maid who spoke of a great prophet in the book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 3. A little maid, she was one link in the chain, and there are 7 links in the chain that ultimately led to the conversion or to the cleansing of Naaman the leper. So that little act of yours, that one tract that you can give out, may be the link in the chain which will lead some precious soul to Christ. I never met that young man again, but I'm thankful for that man, like a little maid, who could present an invitation to me that ultimately led to my salvation. A little place that produced a great person. Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little amongst the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me. You can make something out of that life of yours that is totally surrendered to him. A little cloud in the book of Kings chapter 18 and verse 44. It indicated a great provision. Faith knew that God was behind the little cloud, and perseverance of Elijah was rewarded. 7 times they went, and Elijah heard the word of God that God would send rain upon the earth, and his faith was based on the word of God, and he persevered. And that faith of his was rewarded. Our faith must be based on the Word of God. Faith can only breathe on the atmosphere of divine revelation. Elijah prayed that the rain would cease because he had a word from God in the book of Deuteronomy. And he prayed on the basis of that prayer that God would withhold the rain because of the sin of the people. And then there was famine for 3 years, 6 months. Then God sent the rain, the blessing. It would encourage us in our prayers to persevere, having a word from God. Sometimes we're tempted to give up. Many of us have perhaps even at least one boy or girl not saved. Let us persevere. Hold on to the promises of God. And that's what kept Hudson Taylor in Africa. Hold on to the faithfulness of God. That's what Elijah did. And his faith was rewarded. During that famine, there was a little oil and a handful of meal that fed a household for a whole year. Elijah and the widow and her family were sustained by a little oil and a measure of meal. Little is much if God is in it, and God can increase and make abound the little that we give to him and the little that is available. Then there's a little lad with 5 loaves and 2 fishes that fed a multitude. That little boy, he had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. What is that amongst so many? But in the hands of Christ, it was sufficient to feed 5,000 men and women. A little child that will be great in the kingdom. I've never spoken on this in my life before, and I understand our brother spoke on the small things in Woodland last night. I was surprised when I heard that, but maybe encouraged to underline what perhaps our brother has said. I don't know what he said, but he brought before the young people small things in the Bible. A little child. The disciple says, who is great in the kingdom of heaven? The Lord took a little child and set that little child in the midst. Whosoever shall humble himself as a little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Many of us listened to a man called Mr. Harry Lacy many years ago. Godly brother, able teacher of the Word of God. And he said this, you may be further ahead in the Word of God and amongst the people of God than you actually are in the kingdom of God. So place in the kingdom is available for every one of us. Young boy, young girl, young brother, young sister, older brother or sister, place in the kingdom is determined by faithfulness and humility. Not so much of the Bible we know. The Jews knew all the scriptures. The Lord said, you search the scriptures. For them you think you have eternal life. But they are they which testify of me. There we've got a little leaven that leaveneth the whole lump. Time is just about gone. A little member that boasteth great things, is this tongue of ours. Can we give forth blessing and cursing at the same month? It's set on fire of hell. So we've got to watch our tongues. A little flock that will inherit the kingdom. The Lord said to those few disciples, fear not, little flock. For it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We may be small. Mr. Percy Parsons of London told us years ago, he was going down to the assembly gathering one Lord's Day morning, and he was going down with another gentleman who was going to a large denominational place. This man said to him, "How can you be right with such a small company? And I belong to this great denomination worldwide." His answer was, "Would you rather be inside the ark with Noah or outside the ark with the crowd?" I believe in 1 Peter, when Peter writes, "There were few saved through water," he was encouraging those saints who were being persecuted, that even in Noah's time, there were few. A little while, that will fulfill a great promise. Hebrews 10, verse 37. The apostle says, "For you have need of endurance, after that you have suffered a while." In a little while, he that shall come will come. After you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And when we read Hebrews, we understand that the will of God might involve suffering in this life. But it's only for a little while. Sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed to us. Finally, in the book of Revelation, we read of a little lamb, a dear lamb. It's a diminutive, it's a different word than we have in John 1 verse 29. 28 times we have this little lamb mentioned. 7 times 4, perfect government for a whole world. And the reins of government are given into the hands of a little lamb. Not feeble and helpless, but a strong and mighty lamb. Not fed but feeding. Not led but leading. Not following but followed. Revelation 14 and verse 4. Not the lamb slain, but alive and slaying his enemies. This is the one that we love. Well, might we say, worthy is the lamb that was slain to receive riches and power and glory. It just remains to say, let us give this little life of ours, short as it is, to the Lord Jesus Christ, that he may use it for his glory. God bless you.